Hi, everyone, and welcome back. If you are returning, welcome back to the Jewish Stripper, Allah with Raw and Real, with myself, Allah Kaplan. And if you're new to me, welcome, welcome, welcome. So I want to, first of all, of course, thank followers and subscribers. I had some commentary from someone in Scotland on my last video, and that was not positive commentary either, a little bit negative commentary. But that's okay, because if someone's watching me in Scotland, that's a pretty big deal. Someone from the other side of the world is watching my podcast. So anyway, I want to thank all the followers, all the subscribers on YouTube, everyone that has been watching my videos and listening to the podcast. I appreciate you so much, because it just motivates me to continue and try to create interesting content. And I actually heard a really cool thing. There's a guy, I can't remember his name, who was on TikTok, and he was talking about, you know, people want to find a niche, that everyone wants to find to be in a specific niche. And he said something really cool. He said, "You are the niche." That really hit home for me, because I feel like, you know, sometimes I'm all over the place with my subjects, and people aren't sure what to expect when they watch or listen to my podcast, because they don't know what I'm going to come up with next, whether it's going to be something positive or something that people want to hear about, like, you know, cleaning the clutter in your, and letting toxic people go, and kind of like a lot of psychological stuff. And then I go into stuff with the war in Israel and October 7th. And well, you know what? October 7th is coming up, and it's going to be 2 years of this war. But I'm going today, as I said in the episode description, since it's fall, we're back to fall, and it's a new season, so I decided that I'm going to make this episode season 3. We're going to start a new season. I had 26 episodes in season 2, and I decided that I would like to start a new season, because we're in fall. And so I called it Falling Into Change, because right now we're going through, everyone goes through changes, and change is a difficult thing for a lot of people. A lot of people don't want change, or are afraid of change, or, you know, I think I was inspired by fall, by the leaves changing. So it's the cycle of the year that we just had the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. So it's also a new season it's also a new year for the Jewish community, or whoever wants to celebrate Rosh Hashanah with us. But it's also every 10 days from Rosh Hashanah's ending is always the holiday Yom Kippur. And you can't say happy Yom Kippur. We're supposed to fast on that day. And some people can't, like me. I have a lot of medications I have to take, and I can't go without food. But there's other things that you can do on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, in case that you don't know what it is the Jewish Day of Atonement. Luckily, the Jews were smart enough to make it one day, just one day of the year, thank goodness, and not a whole week like other holidays. So you're supposed to, you know, atone for your sins, atone for any wrongdoings. So I think what I would like to, first of all, say to anyone in my life that if I have somehow offended you in the past year, if I did anything to hurt your feelings, if I just want to say I'm sorry, if I was not the person you expect me to be, or if I somehow, like I said, if I offended you, I am sorry. If I took you for granted, I am sorry. So I'll leave it at that. We're supposed to go to a body of water and empty our pockets, take out the lint, and that supposedly releases us of our sins and wrongdoings. That's, you know, I'm not a super religious Jewish person. I know a lot about Judaism, but it's pretty much superficial. But I want to talk about change. And because when you have the Day of Atonement, you have the new year, and you have a new season, fall. So we're falling into the change of the season. And with that, we can also, you know, start fresh with setting new intentions and making room for new blessings to come to us when we are willing to change. Because truthfully, it's very, sometimes I mentioned before, I think I had a different episode where I talked about changing the trajectory of your life. And I mentioned that the word trajectory kind of feels like, sounds like a medical procedure. And so it's all about back to abundance, manifestation, all things that I've talked about before, manifesting your dreams, manifesting a new reality for yourself and, you know, for those people around you, your family, your friends, and your what your hopes and dreams and desires are for yourself, for your what you want to achieve in life, you know. And it's easy, it's real easy. I from personal experience, I'll say it, it's really easy to get stuck. Like I've been stuck. I started writing a book and I had a hard time, and I still have a hard time to go into the book and start to either write more chapters or finish it where it is. You know, it's been 5 years since I started it. And so I need to change my procrastination, maybe my thinking, the way that I'm, there's a lot of changes going on. I just found out that I have some sort of kidney disease. And so I'm supposedly like at stage 3, who knows? I have no idea, but apparently, and I'm sharing this very personal, information with you guys. But I have to, so I have to change my lifestyle, the way I eat and things like that, for, and exercise and all of those things that make taking certain vitamins. So I have to change my entire routine. I have to change my routine. And that's difficult. It's very difficult to go into something new and to look at it in a positive way, that maybe perhaps that this will force me to go to the gym. This will force me to eat healthier. This will force me to maybe do some meditation or yoga or something that is a healthy habit. So, and it's very difficult to make healthy habits. We all have our own little idiosyncrasies that we, you know, the people really, pretty much you can't force anyone to change, is what I've learned in my life. I'm not, you know, any guru or anything, not some sort of leader, but I have learned that it's you're not going to change another human being. The only way that people will change is if they want to change for you, for themselves, for whatever reason, that it gives them a kick in the ass, literally a kick in the ass, to change how they behave or whatever it is that is causing them to be, to perhaps, I don't know, either irritate other people or it's something like quitting smoking. I have a hard time with that. I tried and I've failed and I tried and I've gone back and forth. And for my health, I have to stop. I don't have a choice. If I want to stay healthy, if I want to continue living. So it's really, fall is the season where originally it's the harvest season. That's where it all comes from. It's very all old world. The autumn, the season autumn, where we call it fall. And so it's time for cleaning. What do? We clean the leaves. We clean the dead leaves. We have to get rid of that dead weight that's holding us down. So we have to get rid of the dead weight that is holding us from being moving on, moving forward, leaving certain unhealthy behaviors behind, so that we can receive that new abundance. We can receive and we can create. Because in the end, and I was saying this in, I talked about this in the previous episode, is that you are the master of your destiny. You are the creator of your life. You are the architect of your life. We talked about this. So changing, the other thing is that change is inevitable. Change is completely inevitable. We cannot stop it. I've talked about, you know, life throwing curveballs at you, because when bad things happen, when things happen that we have no control over, that it's a circumstance that we have to deal with. And so with that, the question is, you know, are we going to be in a mindset where I've gotten to the point at this stage in my life that when bad stuff happens or something happens that I can't control, that's what I have to focus on, is that I have to, my reaction, how do we react, is what the important thing is. when it comes to change, when things change around us and we have no control over those things, you know, we're going through a crazy time in human history. Is always crazy. Since day one, there's always going to be something new. And, you know, it's really difficult, like, to, in this day and age, to unplug from social media, to unplug from your phone, to get not to constantly look at your phone, not to constantly be on Facebook, on TikTok, on, you know, YouTube, whatever. And so when things are just thrown at us constantly, and I think I'm oversharing when I, you know, talk about what's going on with my health and the kidney situation. Well, I'm oversharing because it's a big change in my life. It's a huge change for me, and I've been going through in the past year a lot of changes in general. And who doesn't go through changes? It's just life. It's the way that we, again, react to new things that come at us when they're not a blessing, or we don't see the blessing in disguise right away. Something happens, and I try to be in a mindset that whatever comes at me, I can handle it. I will handle it. I will just take it as it is, and try not to get very upset. And I have a pretty bad temper sometimes, and it can get out of control. And so I have to learn to keep my temper under control, not screaming when something is bad happening. You know, sometimes you just need to scream. Sometimes you want to scream because you just don't know another way to deal with the situation. And so it's not stuffing your feelings down, but at the same time, you're affecting the people that are around you, your family, your friends. You can affect change yourself the way I want to change, the way that I react to things. I want to change my perspective on life in general. That's the part of the trajectory of my life. Where am I going? What am I doing? And change is also, for a lot of people, a constant worry. We're always thinking about, oh my God, what's going to happen tomorrow? And, you know, we're try to learn from the past and leave it in the past and not worry about the future, because that day is the next day. You don't know what is coming at you. So you have to be in control of your emotions. You have to understand that whatever that curveball that the universe, or if you want to call it God, you know, you can ask for patience. You can ask for resilience. You can pray. There's, of course, prayer is a huge part of a lot of people's lives. And not everyone, you know, that's very personal. Religion and spirituality are two different things. And a lot of people believe in prayer, and then there's people who don't. And it's very personal. And I feel that I'm not the person to judge others for their religion, whatever they choose to be. It's not my job to judge what somebody's religion is. It's not my job to judge their relationship with whatever higher power they have. So changing perspective in life in general, cleaning out, where fall is coming and fall is here, and we're going to get those dirty leaves. We're going to sweep them out. And it's the same, I think, with the seasons and your brain. It's almost like it's set up. We're set up to do things at a certain time. And then winter comes, and winter is a time of reflection because everything starts getting covered by snow and the trees go bare. But you have to enjoy the moment when the trees have changed colors before the dead leaves have to be swept up. Enjoy that moment. And at the same time, as I said before, if you're thinking about the trajectory of your life, if this for Jews, as I said, it's a new year. So it's a time for us to set our intentions for the new year and not only feel blessed for the previous year, but also feel blessings coming for the new year, and also not be afraid of what's ahead, because we don't know what's coming next. And we're going to continue to try to get our people back from the hostages, back for whoever is left there. This is a serious turn in the episode right now, but I just want to say that, as I said, October 7th is coming on Tuesday, and I personally pray that for both sides, for everyone involved, that we can end this soon, and that you can pray for peace. I don't know how else to put it out into the universe, to pray for peace for everyone who is in some sort of pain, feeling changes from different situations. And I think it's important to, right now, for me personally, to find a purpose. And I'm want to change what my purpose in life is. So I'm trying to see how I can affect change. And hopefully, giving you a seed, planted a seed in your mind, and that's how I like to usually leave the episode. I want to plant a seed in your mind about how you can, what you can do, because we're in at a point where we're in a global, the world is small now. With social media, with everything that's going on, we hear everything and see everything in real time. So I want to know how, I want to learn to affect change in the world, in myself, and through changing myself and how I deal with things. It's also going out into the universe. And so I leave you with to plant a seed as to how can you personally affect change yourself, if that's what you want to do. If there's something that you want to change about yourself, no one can do it for you. No one can force you. You have to want it, and you have to want it bad. Anything that you desire, you have to be willing to work for. So change is important if that's what you are looking for. So it leaves you with the thought that when you change yourself, when you make changes within yourself, it goes out into the universe and it brings new things and new opportunities to you and new blessings coming to you. So I will leave you with that. Again, I want to thank every single person who's either watching or on Facebook following. If you watch, you know, if you listen, just listen to my silly little musings about life. So I hope you, again, if you're new, welcome. I am Ala Kaplan, the Jewish stripper. I don't want to give you a long story about the title of the podcast, but in any case, welcome and thank you. If you subscribe to my channel on YouTube, just Google the Jewish stripper. I thank you very much if you subscribe. And I want to thank every single person following, already subscribed, watching, and listening. It really, like I said, someone saw me in Scotland, and that even though it was negative comments, it's very positive that someone is seeing me from the other side of the world. And perhaps we don't agree on what the subject, but that's, you have that right to your opinion. And thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to just give you lots of love. Have a great night. And I love you all. And be safe. And enjoy the change of fall. Enjoy autumn. Enjoy the change of the season. Thank you.